Let's move on to an email from Anthony, who writes, I have yet to hear you comment on the split in the 9/11 research movement between the ideas of Dr. Judy Wood and her energy weapon theory and Professor Stephen Jones, who backs the thermite theory. Do you lend any support to Dr. Wood's ideas or research? All right, very good question, Anthony, and I'm sure it's one that many people out there have, so let me be as clear as I can. I do not support mini-nukes. I do not support TV fakery. I do not support no planes. I do not support Vic Sims. And I do not support mystery magical energy beams from outer space. And I don't know how much more clear I can get on that. And that's not to say, please don't take that as me saying that I 100% unequivocally believe that the thermite story is the correct story. In fact, I have my reservations about that as well. But personally, ultimately on this question, I think there are a lot of really fascinating and interesting distractions out there from some of the real issues of 9/11. And it's something that I've been saying for years now and continue to stress, that I think that a lot of the physical anomalies of what happened on 9/11 are ways to keep people in these endless infighting arguments about this and that little part of this or that theory, and you don't support this research, or oh my god, you must be a COINTELPRO, you must be part of the New World Order. Well, if that's the level of discourse in which you want to participate, then go right ahead and can stop listening to me right now. But ultimately, I think that we have to go beyond the physical anomalies of 9/11 and look at the grand context of 9/11. That's something that I've stressed over and over, and it starts with things like following the money trail for 9/11, and looking at the air defenses on 9/11, and looking at the big players on 9/11. Again, there's way too much to go into right now, but suffice it to say, I think that a lot of these ideas, whether consciously put out there by COINTELPRO type people to split up the movement or not, ultimately has that effect. So it doesn't really matter if it's government funded or not. And that's pretty much all I have to say about that at the moment. People can continue to send me links to all of these interesting ideas about the interesting ways that the towers were brought down, and I'll continue to look at them, but I haven't seen a single thing that's convinced me yet of any of these theories, and I doubt that I'm likely to, but again, keep sending it in, and I'll take a look at it.